You're listening to SBS News.
Former White House staffer John Bolton has accused US President Donald Trump of lying while in office. He was speaking during an exclusive interview with ABC News' Martha Raddatz about his scathing new book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir.
Is the president lying?
Yes, he is. And it's not the first time either.
How would you describe Trump's relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I think Putin thinks he can play him like a fiddle. I think Putin is smart, tough. I think he sees that he's not faced with a serious adversary here. I don't think he's worried about Donald Trump.
In the book, Mr. Bolton suggests the president was driven by political calculations when making national security decisions. And he told Martha Raddatz that the self-styled dealmaker president is out of his depth internationally.
Well, the president may well be a superb dealmaker when it comes to Manhattan real estate, dealing with arms limitation treaties on strategic weapons, dealing in many, many other international security issues are things far removed from his life experience.
The 577-page book paints an unvarnished portrait of President Trump and his administration, amounting to the most vivid first-person account yet of how Mr. Trump conducts himself in office. The president has hit back, telling Fox News Channel's Hannity program that the book's release violates the law.
Terrible, terrible thing that he did, but he broke the law. Very simple. I mean, as much as it's going to be broken, this is highly classified. That's the highest stage. It's highly classified information, and he did not have approval. That's come out now very loud and very strong.
And he dismissed John Bolton's credibility.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored. He went into the Middle East. He was one of the big guns for let's go into Iraq, and that didn't work out too well.
John Bolton was called to testify before House lawmakers conducting the impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump, but he declined. The Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, says Mr. Bolton's decision to save his information for his book was sad.
I haven't seen the book. I'm not paying any money for a book. I don't want to pay any money for a book that was a substitute for testifying before Congress about the well-being of the American people.
The White House has been working furiously to block release of the book, asking a federal court for an emergency temporary restrainer to prevent the spread of allegations that Mr. Trump asked China's Xi Jinping during a 2019 summit to help his re-election prospects. Zeke Miller, the Associated Press White House reporter, says if the book does contain classified information, as the White House claims, there could be a realistic legal challenge.
Because Bolton signed a non-disclosure agreement not to disclose classified information, one of the penalties there, if the government can prove that Bolton did divulge classified information, they can try to garnish all of the proceeds that Bolton made, including his substantial advance for writing this book. So that is one avenue. The other is potential criminal action on the against Bolton. That is something the president has argued that what Bolton is doing here is illegal. It's a criminal revelation of classified information.
There's no shortage of current White House officials ready to denounce John Bolton's book. Presidential Assistant Peter Navarro, the Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, says it's nothing more than the political equivalent of revenge porn.
Look, I knew John Bolton pretty well after he got in here, and my take on him, it's big lie Bolton, it's book deal Bolton. He's doing it for the money, that's pretty clear. And my view is it's the Washington Swamp's equivalent of revenge porn. He got fired because he did not obey the chain of command, because his views were totally out of sync with President Donald J. Trump with respect to how to handle international affairs. And he's basically breaking all manner of tradition in terms of issuing a book at this stage. And he's going to make a bunch of money.
A decision on the restraining order on the book is expected by Saturday, Australian time. But White House reporter Zeke Miller says the Department of Justice's arguments in themselves are an admission that some of the book's allegations may have some truth in them.
The White House and the Department of Justice are arguing that there is still classified information in this book, which is a tacit admission of its accuracy, because information can only be classified if it is accurate.
Alan Lee, SBS News.